Before we get to today's episode, I just wanted to remind everybody about the upcoming Phoenix Fan Fusion Convention, formerly Phoenix Comic Con. It runs 4 days from May 23rd through May 26th, and there are tons of great guests. Just listen to some of the names. Jeff Goldblum, one of my favorite actors of all time, The Fly, Thor Ragnarok, Jurassic Park. We also have Nicolaj Coster-Waldau from Game of Thrones, Ray Park, who played Darth Maul, Amy Jo Johnson, the Pink Ranger, Robin Lord Taylor, who is the Penguin on Gotham. We have Adam Savage from Mythbusters, Paul Rubens, Mr. Pee-wee Herman himself, from the world of Star Trek, George Takei, Nichelle Nichols, Walter Koenig, and Garrett Wong. Frodo's going to be there, actor Elijah Wood, from the Harry Potter movies, Matthew Lewis, who played Neville Longbottom, Summer Glau from Firefly, and finally Billy Dee Williams, I'll mention, from Star Wars, has a big role in the upcoming Star Wars movie, Episode 9, that's out this Christmas. So again, tons of media guests available for autographs and photo opportunities, and I think it's a really great lineup they have this year. From the world of comics, they have some real legends there. Jerry Conway, Dennis Cowan, Roy Thomas, Kevin Eastman from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, super talented artist Michael Golden, Joe Staton, Neil Adams, Christopher Priest, a very prolific writer, is going to be there, Howard Chaykin, Denny O'Neill, who pretty much ran the Batman books from the late 80s all the way up through the 90s and into the 2000s, also legendary artist Kevin Nolan. There's also going to be creators like David Marquez, who most of you will remember from his work on Ultimate Spider-Man, Derek Robertson, who co-created The Boys with Garth Ennis. There's an upcoming Amazon show focused on that property. We have Greg Land, Ty Templeton, Tony Parker, Larry Stroman, along with tons of other artists and creators that are going to be there. So it's one of those shows that don't forget where their roots are from. There's tons of great comic creators, writers, and they have a great artist alley and a lot of local creators there as well. So I do recommend this show. It's one of those shows I think everybody should do. The tone and the feel of the show is unique. It's something all its own. Tons of cosplayers, a lot of Doctor Who, a lot of Star Wars. So whatever your particular fandom is, you'll probably find something of interest at Phoenix Fan Fusion. Tickets have been rolled back in terms of cost to the 2017 prices. It's only $85 for all 4 days. They raised them last year to cover a lot of the security that's in place. And I think all that's still going to be in place, but they listened to the fans and they heard that, yeah, the prices were a little bit too high. So they're certainly competitive when you compare them to the 4-day cost of a lot of other shows, or the per day cost, I should say. And there's tons of events, tons of stuff going on. They close the streets next to the convention center. There's food trucks out there, lots of covered seating where you can sit in the misters and eat some good food and just hang out and have a really great time. It's going to be fun. As I said, I do recommend everybody getting out to Phoenix Fan Fusion. I'll be there covering it for the Comic Source and LRM Online, and I hope to see you there. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a special preview episode of the Phoenix Fan Fusion Convention coming up March 23rd through the 26th, 2019. It's going to be held at the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. It's a show I've been going to for many years. It's experienced some changes over the last few years. It went from being Phoenix Comic-Con to Phoenix Fan Fest, and now it's Phoenix Fan Fusion. So I know a lot of people have questions. There was an incident a few years ago with some crazy guy with guns there to do harm to one of the guests, and it's really a challenge that no other convention has had to face. And I feel like the convention has dealt with it in the best way that they can. They had a lot of security last year. It took a little while to get into the show 2 years ago when it happened. They had guys with wands, and they had to ban all cosplay props. And that came down from the Phoenix Police Department. That made a lot of people mad that had planned their costumes for a lot of time, you know, years in advance. And we get it, right? We understand it's a tough situation to be in. So last year, due to conditions put on the Phoenix Fan Fest, as it was known then, by the Phoenix PD and the City of Phoenix, who own the convention center, they had to have metal detectors and a lot more security than you'll see at maybe another con of the same size. So they were prepared last year, and I didn't hear about anybody waiting in really long lines to get inside, so that was really good. But at the same time, it's tough because they had to raise prices to cover all that extra security. Well, because of the extra cost involved, I think a lot of the vendors inside, both anybody who you know was selling comics or paraphernalia on the show floor, as well as the artist in Artist Alley, just didn't have a really great show. And that's the thing. Like, Phoenix Comic Con had grown every year over the previous year. It was just an absolutely amazing show, and this was a step back. But again, hard to predict and completely unable to be avoided. So Phoenix Comic Con, those that run the show did listen, and they actually dialed back all the prices for the badges this year. They're all dialed back to the 2017 prices, so it's a lot less expensive to go to the show than it was last year. Plus, they have maybe the best lineup of guests I've ever seen, both for a Phoenix Comic Con show, both in the kind of film and TV area, as well as some really great comic creators, people that haven't been to Phoenix before. So it's a huge convention center. The show floor is usually on the bottom. It's actually in the basement, which helps keep it cool. It's a good shopping show. There's always huge booths with dollar comics. There's t-shirts. There's sparkly tattoos. There's these awesome booths that are set up. They're kind of like old school, like Wild West wagons, you know, like horse-drawn covered wagons. But what they actually sell is this soda that's like handcrafted soda. And it's really cool. You can buy like a brass mug or a copper mug. It's like $25, but you buy it and then you get like unlimited refills like the entire weekend. And there was a big line last year to go and get your refills. The line was longer to get refills than it was to buy your mug. So this year they're setting up two of those. I'm trying to remember what the name of the soda was, but I can't remember. Like TJ's or BJ's or DJ's. DJ's, maybe that's what it was. But anyway, there's a lot of cool stuff like that. One of the local classic arcade bars in town usually sets up games there where you can go and play for free. You know, old classic stuff like Ms. Pac-Man, Galaga, Tron, Donkey Kong, all that kind of stuff. So they have that. They have the Sony PlayStation 2, like traveling 18-wheelers there. You can go and try out games. And it's just an amazing show. Artist Alley is pretty good. Lots of local creators, as well as name creators that are currently working in the industry. They have a good selection of authors that are there, books for sale, a lot of artwork. It's a really, really great show. I think it rivals WonderCon in terms of size. They maybe don't have kind of the Hollywood feel that that WonderCon has in terms of location. You know, WonderCon has that advantage of being close to LA, so you get a lot of television production companies and film production companies that put on things at WonderCon. So you don't necessarily get that at Phoenix Comic Con, but what you do get is more for a show this size, more of a small town feel, more of an intimate type show. They have a lot of guest celebrities there, and you really get a chance to kind of interact with them because, again, it's more of a smaller show in terms of just the feel of it. If even though there's so many people there, everybody's there to have a good time and to celebrate whatever their particular brand of geek is. And it's I really, really recommend the show. I think it's a show everybody that lives out west should really get to at least once. It's a very heavily cosplayed show. Maybe a little less over the last year or two than it had been previously. And I think, again, the change in the prop rules kind of affected it negatively. But it's really on the comeback trail now. I think the only props that are bad now are anything that looks like a gun, basically. So, you know, if you're cosplaying as... I don't know, like somebody from G.I. Joe or you know, Deadpool, you're not going to be able to bring in guns, even if they're obviously fake. It's just For safety reasons, they just don't do that. But everything else is fair game. You know, if you're Harley Quinn, you want to bring a giant hammer. If you're, I don't know, I'm trying to think of other cosplay. If you're, you know, if you bring in a staff or something like that, or you know, a sword, you know, plastic or foam or something like that, you can get away with all that stuff. It's just nothing that looks like a gun, basically. So I'm not sure. Like, originally, when they said no guns, it was even like portal guns, like even things that looked nothing like a real firearm. So I'm not sure about that. So if you are planning on cosplaying and going to the show, I highly recommend you go to phoenixfanfusion.com and check out the rules there. It's not really my forte, so I haven't gone and read up on all the rules. But again, I think that the cosplay there is making a comeback, and it is a really great show in those terms. It also has some pretty good panels. Everybody who's a guest at the show, and I'm going to go over the extensive guest list here at the end, but everybody who's a guest at the show, or just about everybody, has a spotlight panel. So if you're going to see a certain somebody, or maybe you're not able to afford the autograph or the photo op, certainly check the programming schedule and go and check out their spotlight panel. Like I said, there's a lot of great guests. There's comic panels. There's panels about creating your own comics. There's panels about TV shows. I mean, just about anything you can think of. The other thing that's great is there's this Lego club in Phoenix that always puts a huge display out. In fact, I think as soon as one Phoenix Fan Fusion, as it's now known, convention is over, they immediately start planning for the next year. And I mean, this thing's amazing. You can spend hours looking at it and not even see everything. So that's up on the third floor, along with the area for all the autographs and to meet all the celebrities. So we'll be trying to get some interviews. They did press rooms last year with a lot of celebrities, so that may be the case again this year. So we'll have to wait and see as far as that goes. But it's a great show. As I said, I highly recommend it. It's affordable. They've brought the prices back down per day. It's very reasonable and compares to a lot of the other big shows around the country. So let me give a quick rundown here as I wrap up this preview, talking about some of the guests that are going to be there. Starting with film and TV, we have comedian Frank Caliendo. We have, from what's probably the hottest show on the planet, Game of Thrones, Nicolaj Coster-Waldau is going to be there. From the Gotham TV show, Robin Lord Taylor, who plays the Penguin, is going to be there. Adam Savage, who a lot of you will know from Mythbusters, is going to be there. He also hosts, I think there's like a Mythbusters kids show. And he has a book that's there called, that he's just written, I should say, called Every Tool's a Hammer, that he's going to be signing at the show. So if you're a big fan of Adam, you may want to check that out. Also, Pee-wee Herman, Paul Rubens, is going to be there doing autographs and photo ops. We have Ray Park, who played Darth Maul in the Star Wars movies. He's going to be there. This might be the biggest name that's going to be there. One of my favorite actors of all time, Jeff Goldblum, is going to be there. You know, Independence Day, Jurassic Park, Thor Ragnarok, The Fly. I've never really considered paying for to meet a celebrity, paying for an autograph to meet a celebrity. It's just kind of not my thing. But I'm sorely tempted with Jeff Goldblum because the man is just a legend. There's also quite a few Star Trek actors going to be there. George Takei is going to be there, who played Sulu. We have Nichelle Nichols, who most of you will know as Lieutenant Uhura. We have Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov. And then from Star Trek Voyager, Garrett Wang. Don't remember his character's name. I only watched a few episodes of that show, but he's going to be there as well. From the world of Lord of the Rings, Elijah Wood, who's another prolific actor, is going to be there. From the world of Harry Potter, he played Neville Longbottom, and the actor's name is Matthew Lewis. Another cultural icon, Summer Glau, from both Sarah Connor Chronicles. She played a Terminator, as well as from Firefly. Summer Glau is going to be there. We have John Barrowman, who a lot of you will know from Arrow.
We also have Billy Dee Williams, who plays Lando Calrissian in the Star Wars films, and returns to that role in the upcoming Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. Skywalkers? I think it's plural. Anyway, Billy Dee Williams is going to be there. I know a lot of people look forward to meeting him. Also from the world of Power Rangers, we have both the Pink Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson, as well as the Red Ranger, Steve Cardenas, I believe is how he pronounces his name. So again, a huge amount of film and TV stars that are going to be there. It's available. All the information is available on the website. You can go and check it out if you're interested in getting photo ops or autographs with any of those guests. Highly recommend you do it sooner than later. Time's getting short. You know, we're just about a week away from the convention show starting, so you're going to want to make sure you you get in there and get your chance to meet your favorite celebrity if you so choose. From the world of comic books, comic creator David Baron is going to be there, colorist currently on Batman and Detective Comics. Just an incredibly talented comic creator. He's written books. He's been on the show many times. He's a friend of mine, and I always look forward to seeing David. Also from the world of comics, we have Andy Carrion, who's a local artist from Phoenix here. And I wanted to mention him specifically because he's very reasonable on commissions. If you're looking to get original art, I highly recommend you check out Andy in the Artist Alley section. Legendary creator Bill Tucci is going to be there, creator of She. Brian and Christy Miller, who a lot of you may know better by the name of Hi-Fi Design, the name of their coloring company. They are there, and they're a wealth of knowledge about coloring, what it takes to be a colorist in the comic industry. So I highly recommend, if you're an aspiring creator, to go talk to Brian and Christy about their design studio and the classes that they offer to teach people how to be colorists. Plus, they usually have some pretty cool art for sale there as well. Also, writer Brian Augustin, who's another Phoenix local, is going to be there. Probably best known for his extensive work on The Flash. I also want to mention Brianna Garcia, another comic artist. A lot of her art is in the vein of, it looks very Disney, I'll put it that way. She's another artist I really recommend with reasonable rates if you want to get a commission, especially for a young child. Also, I'll mention Christopher Priest, another legend in the industry. A writer. He's going to be a guest at the show this year. Another very prolific writer. Did a lot of work on Black Panther. Currently writing Deathstroke for DC Comics. Just a really interesting guy to go and talk to. Derek Robertson, another illustrator who has a pretty high profile. He is co-creator of The Boys, from originally from Wildstorm, and then it moved over to Dynamite. But the reason I mentioned The Boys specifically is that it's coming later this year from Amazon as a TV show. So you're going to want to be on the lookout for that. Another illustrator who's going to be at the show is David Marquez, probably best known for his lengthy run on Ultimate Spider-Man with Brian Michael Bendis. I've never had a chance to meet David before. I'm really looking forward to talking to him. He's an incredibly talented artist. Another legend in the comic industry who's going to be there is Dennis O'Neill, Denny O'Neill as he's known, a huge influence on Batman in the 80s and 90s. In fact, the mayor of Phoenix is going to officially declare one of the days of the convention, I believe it's the first day, Thursday, as Dennis O'Neill Day in Phoenix. That's how well-known and well-regarded Dennis O'Neill is. I know a lot of you may be familiar with the Hard Traveling Heroes storyline from Green Lantern and Green Arrow way back in the late 60s, early 70s. That was all Denny O'Neill on the writing chores, along with Neil Adams handling the art. So a real legend in the comic industry. I've never had a chance to meet him. I've never even attended a show where he's been, so I'm hoping to get a few minutes of his time. Also over on the illustrating side of things, Dennis Cohen, another hugely influential creator. A lot of current illustrators working in the industry name Dennis as an influence, as someone that they looked up to and whose work has been groundbreaking at times. He's been around for a really long time, still doing incredibly good-looking work. And I've met Dennis a few times, and you know, I don't usually get nervous around creators, but he's one that the first time I met him, it was just I was a bit overwhelmed. That's how well-regarded, and I mean, he's one of the biggest names for me in comics in the late 70s going into the 80s. Just an absolute gentleman and a super, super nice guy. Also, another hugely influential creator, Jerry Conway, who's created characters like Punisher and Vixen and Firestorm. He's been on the show once before. Looking forward to seeing him again. He probably won't even remember having talked to me, but really looking forward to seeing Jerry, another just all-time great creator who really has left his mark on the industry with all the creators or characters rather he's created over the years. Greg Land is going to be there, another artist who's very popular. Howard Chaykin, who has left his own mark on the industry over the years, very outspoken, very opinionated, but also likes to push the envelope, and you have to respect him for that. I'll also mention Joe Rubenstein, who doesn't do a lot of shows anymore, but is a very well-regarded inker from the 80s, did a lot of work with Frank Miller. Joe Stanton, who's another creator most known probably for his work on Green Lantern in the 80s, and I think he's currently the artist for the Dick Tracy newspaper strip, so he's one that's been around forever and is will be well known to longtime comic fans for sure. Kevin Eastman is going to be there, the co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I know he always draws a big crowd, so if you're a big Turtle fan, you'll you know, you have a better chance of getting them at a smaller show like this as opposed to like a San Diego Comic-Con or New York Comic-Con or something like that. Kevin Nolan is going to be there. He's another illustrator that's been around for a really, really long time, and one that, much like Dennis Cohen, is a creator who a lot of the current pencilers and illustrators that are working in comics today will name him as an influence, just a really dynamic penciler in his own right. Larry Stroman is going to be there. He hasn't done a lot of work in recent years, but he made a name for himself, a pretty big name for himself, really quickly working on X-Factor with Peter David. So I'm hoping to sit down and talk to him a little bit. He's another one who hasn't been on the show before, and I'm looking forward to meeting him. The legendary Neil Adams will be there as well. I'm sure he'll have a giant booth charging for autographs and all kinds of artwork. So if you're a big fan of Neil Adams, he does quite a few shows these days, but I do recommend going and checking out his artwork because whether or not you like the guy and his opinions personally, there's no denying the impact that his art has had on the industry over the years. Also, Roy Thomas is going to be there. Roy the Boy, kind of second in command, the protege of Stan Lee, as it were, who is another legend in the comic industry, maybe the biggest name that's going to be there at Phoenix Comic Con this year, and another one I've never had a chance to meet, so I'm really looking forward to sitting down with Roy if I am able to bring you a conversation with him about his long career in comics and his thoughts on the industry currently and the whole convention scene and all that kind of stuff. So again, tickets are still available. If you want to pick up some badges, it's, I believe, $85 for all 4 days, which again is a very reasonable price. You know, it's a little over $20 a day. And if you want to break it down and just go on a single day, I believe it's 20 on Thursday, but it doesn't start until 12 or 1, I believe. But Friday is 30, Saturday is 45, and Sunday is 35. So again, you can go to phoenixfanfusion.com and check out all the all the prices there. They have various VIP packages for different celebrities and photo ops and all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking at the hours right now, and I do want to correct myself. It's 3 p.m. on Thursday until 8 p.m., so they really consider that kind of a preview night. And last year, that was the busiest day, which was really interesting. But then it's 10 to 7 on Friday, 10 to 7 on Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. So that's the show floor. Those are the hours there. The programming does start earlier on Thursday. It starts at 10:30, goes all the way to 11:30. And on Friday, the programming is from 10:30 to 1 a.m., Saturday 10:30 to 1 a.m., and then Sunday 10:30 to 5:30. So there's a lot to do, a lot of programming. All the information is, as I said, at phoenixfanfusion.com. There's a lot of cool panels, the photo op, the different food trucks that are outside. They close down the street in front of the convention center. They set up tents and tables and chairs, and there's misters and fans blowing around to keep everybody cool. The weather's actually supposed to be on the cool side for Phoenix this time of year. There's a lot of years in the past where it seemed like right before the convention weekend, we'd spike up to, you know, above 110, and everybody coming into town for the convention would be asking us, God, why do you people even live here? It's not going to be like that this year. It's going to be a lot cooler. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. It is possible that I will have some giveaways. That's yet to be determined. So make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram to find out all the details about that. But I do recommend you go to phoenixfanfusion.com to get answers to any other questions you might have. Again, I feel like it's a reasonable price. There's great shopping to be had there, no matter what you're looking for. If it's t-shirts, if it's toys, movie posters, any kind of swag like that, it's all going to be there, as well as a lot of really great bargain comics to dig through if that's your forte. So it's a fun show, it's a big show, and there's something for everybody. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a show you should attend for only one day, unless you know specifically what you're going to do there and you're just going to go and do that one thing and then just kind of wander around and hang out for the rest of the day. You can do that. If you want to experience the whole show, everything it has to offer, I think you got to go at least 2 days, because it's going to take you about a day, maybe between half a day and a day to walk the show floor. And then you still need to go up to the third floor and walk the show floor there, check out the vendors they have up there, as well as the autograph area, the Lego stuff. You know, you're going to want to grab a bite to eat at the food trucks outside. There's just so much to do. And that's just assuming that you don't take any time off to go to any panels, right? So again, go to Phoenix Fan Fusion, go to the programming schedule, take a look at what panels you might want to attend. For me, the Jeff Goldblum panel is a must attend. Beyond that, I haven't looked at, I mean, I've glanced at it, but I haven't really set my schedule, waiting to hear back on some interviews and things like that. So I will be there. If you're going to be there, let me know. Always love to meet up with listeners. And again, I may have some giveaways going on. I need to work out the details for that. So phoenixfanfusion.com. Go there for all the information. Again, the convention runs from May 23rd to May 26th, and I hope to see you all there.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.